Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Whether you're a duck or whether you're a beaver, your fantasy team needs a new receiver. It's Danny and Dusty at lunchtime every day. Maybe you're a tortured fan of Rip City. Danny and Dusty are here to take pity, hoping there's not a center with bad knees on the way. Talking noon till 3, Danny and Dusty on the Fan. Yep, I'm singing again, 'cause they haven't said I can't. Danny and Dusty love the teams the rest of us revile. Raising a Blazers banner would make it all worthwhile. Noon till 3.
An Odyssey Station.
Happy Friday, everybody. Hour number 2 here on a Danny and Schulte edition of Danny and Friends. It's Sports Radio, 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, YouTube, Twitch, wherever you can find us. We appreciate you checking in. Had a very packed first hour full of NBA talk, a little Ducks talk, but we've got to switch gears to the Belmont Stakes this weekend. And joining us now is one of the most respected voices in horse racing, longtime journalist and handicapper. It's Dick Girardi, courtesy of BetOnline.ag. Dick, thank you so much for coming on the show again. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. What's happening out there?
Beautiful day here. Not necessarily a horse race to attend near us, but still excited to get out and enjoy the weekend here with Danny. But start you off with an easy one. Obviously, this year, Dick, not going to see a Triple Crown winner, but the Belmont Stakes still very, very exciting. How does that, you know, without the Triple Crown winner around, how does that affect the excitement and the vibe and the narrative coming up this weekend?
Yeah, the Belmont Stakes is two things. One, it's a really, really good race when there's no Triple Crown on the line, and then it's a gigantic event when there is. So, yeah, without that possibility this year, it's not quite the same. The good news is, like last year and next year, the race is at Saratoga as Belmont Park, where it's normally run, is undergoing renovation. So that's exciting. I mean, Saratoga is a great place. It's in upstate New York. People love it. It's a summer place. It's the oldest sporting venue in the continuous sporting venue in the U.S. So from that standpoint, it's just cool where it's going to be held tomorrow.
Dick, you know, I haven't been to many horse racing venues in my life, but one of my best friends is from Saratoga. Got married up there. We went up there, saw the Sheikhs and Bill Parcells and all of the pomp and circumstance that Saratoga has to offer. What is different about the opportunity to be at a different place? And how differently do they prepare and how differently do they kind of look at this since you're going to be on a different track?
So a couple of things. One, they're running it at a different distance. Typically, the Belmont Stakes is a mile and a half, and that's the circumference of Belmont Park. So it's one time around. Because Saratoga is a mile and an eighth track, not a mile and a half, there's really no way to run it at the normal distance. So they're running it a mile and a quarter, which is the same distance as the Kentucky Derby. So that's different. The fact that it's not, you know, it's upstate New York, it's not Long Island, and it's just, I mean, you were there. It's such just a cool town. Anybody that gets a chance, it's 30 minutes north of Albany, the state capital. And it's like going back in time. Mm-hmm. It's all these Victorian homes and, you know, were built like centuries ago in some cases. And this racetrack, that's kind of, it's the centerpiece of the whole town. Mm-hmm. And in July and August up through Labor Day, I mean, horses have the right of way on Union Avenue, which is the main thoroughfare. If you're driving and there's a horse coming, you're stopping, not the horse. That's Saratoga Springs.
Dick, when you look at this, you know, how the preparation, we talked about the analytics of horse racing, how much it's kind of exploded last time we had you on. How much does that feed into the preparation and the changes of being at a different course, and how, you know, when you're talking about these horses, they're 2 and 3 years old when they get prepped into this. How much planning does that go into this? Because, you know, when you're spending this much money and these opportunities, and you know that you're not going to be at Belmont, is the preparation become different? Does how the owners and the jockeys prepare for this? How different does it become?
Yeah, probably not a lot, because keep in mind, many of these horses that are going to be running tomorrow were horses that were on the Kentucky Derby trail, right? Maybe they didn't quite make it, or they made it, ran well and won in case of Sovereignty, or ran well in the case of Baeza, and now it's 5 weeks. So from that standpoint, that part of the preparation doesn't change much. The real difference is just the venue. Obviously, it's easier to get to Belmont Park. It's not that all that far. People familiar with the geography from, it's very close to Kennedy Airport, not far from LaGuardia, so it's a lot easier for people to get there. But yeah, I would say the preparation for the horses, Probably not a lot different, just because of where it is.
We're talking to a horse racing handicapper, Dick Girardi, courtesy of betonline.ag. Dick, a question kind of related to what you were just talking about. There's been some ongoing debate about the spacing of the Triple Crown races. What's your take on adjusting the schedule to maybe better suit like thoroughbreds now as opposed to before?
Yeah, I think it should be changed. I've thought that for probably 20 years now. And the best analogy I can give for people that don't follow horse racing, there was a time, like when I was growing up, I grew up in Baltimore, with the great Orioles teams where they would have, I don't know, 50, 60, 70 complete games in a season, right, mm-hmm. by pitchers. That's unheard of now, right?
Yeah.
Now there's the pitch count. In basketball, you know, there's players, if you play 65 games, you're overused. Horses are kind of the same. They just don't run as often. The only time at the top scale of the sport that horses are asked to run 2 weeks and then 3 weeks is in the biggest event in the sport. So why not change with the times? I think you'd probably had Sovereignty in the Preakness this year if it had been a month instead of 2 weeks, and you want the best horses. Mm-hmm. So I do think it's time, and I think the timing is about right. So Pimlico is undergoing renovations like Belmont Park. Both will be back on for their races in 2027. That might be the time where we see, say, the Preakness go 4 weeks after the Derby and then the Belmont 4 weeks after that. What's kind of held it up is the racetracks and the television networks. But the networks, whichever one ends up at the Preakness and their deal with NBC runs out after next year, I think they're going to clearly want to renegotiate to find a way to get 4 weeks so they can get the Derby winner, right? The Preakness is not as big a TV deal without the Derby winner. And same with the Belmont. It's not as big a deal without a chance at the Triple Crown.
Yeah,
I think it's going to happen.
Yeah, those opportunities, you know, feel like if you're talking about the monetization and the way we consume content now, that is the almighty decider, and you want to have the best horses available for your marquee yep. events that are going to draw in the eyeballs. And you know, even if we don't have every single marquee horse in this race, when you look at which is what everybody gets excited for, when you look at the bets and the props that are available right now, what's jumping out to you from at least from the winner's side of things?
So yeah, a couple of things. The my favorite props at Bet Online for tomorrow's Belmont are these two: over under on gate number, meaning you know is it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, or 8. And I like over 4.5 because in that case, you get the 6x8s and the 7 journalism, which finish second and third in the Derby. You don't get Sovereignty. But to me, you get two of the three best horses in that case, and it's an even money bet. So I like that prop at Bet Online. And here's a fun one. The winning jockey's named ending in Z. So you get the the one horse, Hill Road, with Irad Ortiz. You get the 4, Uncaged, with Luis Saez. You get the 5, Crudo, with John Velasquez. And you also get 6-1 if any one of those three win. Now, I don't particularly like any of them, but you're talking about 3 out of 8 in the field, and they're giving you plus 600. So that's another prop to consider at Bet Online, which has great odds and all the props for the Belmont for tomorrow.
On that line, as far as props go, you can know nothing about horses. But if you're watching and you see a horse poop on the track, you go, will a Belmont runner poop on the track on TV? Yes, minus 180, no, plus 140. That feels like the kind of bet that it does not matter who you are, you can get behind one way or the other.
And you know what? It's been the one bet through the first two races of the Triple Crown that you cashed on both, if you went yes. It's been the one predictable thing. And they actually changed the odds. It was a pick'em bet, but because it's happened twice, once in the Derby, once in the Preakness, now you got to lay 180. I call it the poop prop.
No, it's absolutely perfect. It's the kind of bet you could absolutely know nothing about horses whatsoever, and be like, "Yep, horse poop though. We got that."
It's those prop bets like during the Super Bowl that brings the fair weather sports fan. Sure. And people that did not know that this was going on are now going to jump on this opportunity.
Yeah.
I'm going to go yes to drop a deuce. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Right. My favorite is the guy who bets all his money on the length of the Star Spangled Banner. I mean, come on. Are you nuts?
Actually, you know what, Dick? We're in the trust tree here. I don't bet all my money, but that is a bet that I place. Because
I love it.
I'm a singer, so I will go to try to find recordings of the artist doing it before.
Oh, I love that.
So, no, I literally put high-level research, or at least what I consider to be high-level research, into that bet, and I'll throw a 50 spot on that. I will.
And how have you done historically on this bet?
I would say probably 50-50 on it. I think it's been like I'm like down the middle. I'd have to go check exactly. But I've done 4 big bets on it, and I'm pretty sure I cashed 2 and I lost 2.
Yeah, no, I love the research, and it's similar to this. So there's an over-under on the time tomorrow, 2 minutes, 2 seconds.
Yeah.
So the research there is watch the early races tomorrow on the dirt and get a sense of how fast or slow the racing surface is. Then that's the time to make your bet, because there was a year at the Derby where it was 2:02 and they were setting track records early in the day. It was obvious they were going to go under 2:02. I had a couple friends that we all cashed on that one.
Oh, heck.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah.
Love it.
I love the inside tip. All right, to wrap up with you, Dick, are we looking at journalism maintaining his momentum coming into the Belmont Stakes? What's your prediction? Could it be journalism again, or will another contender surprise us?
Yeah, look, I've liked him in the first two. I have no reason to jump off. I mean, everybody saw the Preakness. He couldn't win, but yet he did. You don't see horses cut their momentum, stop a walk almost, and then come closing like he did. But it's a cool race, right? You got the Derby winner, Sovereignty. You got the Preakness winner, Journalism. The Derby third and Baeza. So it's the closest thing you can get to having a really good Belmont Stakes without a Triple Crown on the line. So, yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to give us a line on the second half of the year. And, you know, if Journalism or Sovereignty wins, then they'll have a huge leg up on being named a three-year-old champ at the end of the year.
All right. Appreciate it, Dick. It has been an absolute pleasure having you on the show, man. Thank you so much for giving us your time again. Your deep knowledge and passion for horse racing shine through so brightly. Appreciate the valuable insights, man. Seriously, I did not know about the poop bet. I am so excited to go place a yes for that. Appreciate you sharing your expertise with us today. And we look forward to having you on again, man.
Sounds good. Look forward to it. Thanks, guys.
Enjoy the race, Dick.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, Dick Girardi brought to you by BetOnline.ag. Check out BetOnline for the most up-to-date odds and props on the 157th running of the Belmont Stakes. That was awesome. I love when I just get, like, dropped, no pun intended, but dropped new items of specifically sports betting nuggets that I have never heard about
Girardi's
before.
Girardi's great, man.
Oh, my God.
I'm not a huge horse racing guy, but every time they reach out to us, like, hey, do you guys want to have Dick on to talk about horse racing? I'm like, hell yes, always. He just always has something. I'm just like, this is great. I love this.
Man, that was awesome. So yeah, enjoy the Belmont Stakes this weekend. Lots going on, actually, in the world of sports this weekend. Obviously, the Belmont Stakes, the Beavers at 3 o'clock taking on Florida State in the Super Regional. You got Stanley Cup Game 2 action tonight, the NBA Finals Game 2 on Sunday. But coming up next, let's switch from horse racing to the NBA trade market. There's a rumor, and I absolutely love this, there's a rumor that the Blazers could be going after a player that I have coveted for freaking years. I don't think Danny likes the idea, but I do. I'll tell you who that is coming up next on A Danny and Friends on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.